Hey, Greg, obviously a big difference in your pass rush. 9 sacks through 2 games this season after, I think, 27 a year ago. What stands out for you? What has been a key to getting pressure on opposing quarterbacks?
Well, I just think we've gotten some players on board that have helped. Certainly the talent has increased, whether it be in coverage or in the rush itself. Guys have gotten better. You know, they understand exactly what we're trying to get accomplished with the scheme. I shouldn't say exactly. They understand it better than we did any time last year. But that's to be expected. I mean, that's why you coach, and that's why you work on it in practice. And we just need to continue to get better, because it won't. What we're doing now will not be good enough. It hasn't been good enough, and to win games. So that's our goal, is to just keep getting better in practice every day, and our guys are working awfully hard to do that.
Because of the coverage with Revis and Goldson back there, do you anticipate being more creative as the season moves along with what you can do in the pass rush?
Well, certainly when you add players like Durrell and Deshaun, it gives you a little more confidence to do some things, without a doubt. But, you know, again, it comes down to players. You know, you can draw a lot of squiggly lines, but put the players in a position where they can do their job, and then you know, you got to trust that they'll do it.
Greg, what do you think are the benefits, if you think there are any benefits, to having practiced against the Patriots for as long as you guys did? I know in the game things were kind of vanilla for both sides, but, you know, do you see advantages now heading into this week?
Oh, I think if there's any, it's negated because they practice against us as well. You know, so I think we both had, you know, equal opportunity to see each other. And, you know, that was really good work for our football team, more important than any advantage or disadvantage. It was great work. We got better as a result of it. And now it's game time. And you know, guys, we're game planning for each other. We, you know, are fitting our schemes to our opponent's strengths and weaknesses and our strengths and weaknesses. So it's really a whole different kind of thing that we're involved in right now.
You've developed a close relationship, obviously, with Bill. This is your first time now going against him in the regular season. When you're evaluating the tape, your preparation this week, what stands out as sort of the traits or the hallmarks of a Bill Belichick team?
Well, number one, they're well coached. Number two, they play awfully hard in all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. You know, there's no letdown. And there's certain things as a coach that you look at, you know, they may be obscure to the fan, but you look at, and I think it's a great predictor, telling sign about a team's effort level. And, you know, every one of those that I check as a head coach, you know, they're off the charts. They play hard no matter what it is. So, you know, whenever you have a football team that plays hard, is well coached, they're technically sound, you know, they play through the whistle, all those things, that's why they've won championships, and that's why they, you know, they're a team that wins consistently. And it's one that, you know, we are trying to become a team like that. It's a hard fight to get there, but our guys are really trying to do that.
How long have you guys been friends?
I've known Coach, I don't know how many years it's been now. You know, his son, obviously, Steven, who's coaching up there now, played for us at Rutgers, and that's when he was playing lacrosse before he played football. I got to know Coach when he'd come down to work out our players, and you know, he's been very good to me, and you know, I think our passion for the game of football is what kind of led to us hitting it off.
Do you think his son, Steven, will have a career one day in coaching in football?
I do, if he wants to. There's no doubt. He's got a football mind. You know, he helped me. Although he was a long snapper, Steven helped me. I used to call the defenses. Steven helped me with some things there. And it doesn't shock me that he's now in the business. And if that's what he wants to do, you know, as I've always said to every young coach, make sure it's what you want. Because then if it is, you know, you don't really go to work. And that's, you know, when you have a passion for something, then there's not all good days, trust me. But when it's your passion, you kind of got it beat.
Coach, how would you assess Josh Freeman's play thus far?
Well, Josh has struggled a little bit. I don't think it's just Josh. It's our whole offense. We've been a little bit out of sync. And, you know, we haven't scored points. And that's, you know, in this league, you need to score points. So we're working awfully hard, and Josh is working awfully hard. I think he's got a much better grasp of what we're doing. He's got a better grasp of defenses and just the way he's kind of handling himself. So that's what makes it even more frustrating. But the one thing that that I learned a long time ago as a player and a coach is, you know, the only reason you don't get there is if you stop. And this group isn't going to stop. They're working hard. And our offense, it'll turn. I don't know when, but it'll turn. And then, you know, we have good players that are able to make plays. We just got to do our job. 11 guys, do your job, and we'll start to make plays.
There's been a lot of talk that 53 players on your team are not all on the same page when it comes to your coaching style. And obviously we have a curiosity factor from this end about how things are going and how you've handled it thus far.
Well, I think the stuff that you're referring to is all outside our building. You know, I'm not concerned with what's happening outside the building. The only thing that I concern myself with is our locker room and our coaches' offices and meeting rooms. And they're all good. So we're very frustrated about our start, our one-loss record. But as far as guys working together and believing in all those things, I feel very, very confident about our organization.
So, I mean, obviously, every player is different. It's a diverse locker room. But you're saying that the locker room is united as a team right now?
Without a doubt.
Greg, because Rob Gronkowski can change what the Patriots do offensively so drastically, how do you prepare for the unknown? His status up in the air right now, he could play, he might not. How do you go about preparing for the Patriots with that factor?
Well, it's certainly an issue. Rob is one of the rare talents in the league. So if he does play, we'd certainly have to have a plan ready to try to at least slow him down. You know, I know that he and Tom Brady have had a tremendous connection over the years, and if he does play, then we're going to have to deal with it.
Can the same be said for Danny Amendola? Are you guys preparing as if he will play as well?
Well, you have to. You know, until he's ruled out, you have to prepare that way. But, you know, the reality is there's only so many things you can do with 11 guys on defense. So, you know, we're not gonna you know, reinvent the wheel here for any player. We just have to know what we do and fit it to what our opponent does. So if Danny or Rob show up, then we have to be ready to fit it to them. You know, we're not going to invent new stuff. That's not what we do.
The offense up here, Greg, has struggled to score as well, yet they're 2-0. So I don't know if the tape, how are they winning, I guess I'd ask.
Well, just the way I said it, they're playing smart football. They're well coached, and Tom Brady is a fantastic player, and he's finding a way to get it done. But as you do that and win, your confidence grows when you're young, you know, when you have some young players. So been there before. As the young players start to see, hey, we can do this, then, you know, I just hope it's not Sunday that they really catch fire. But you know what? We make a habit around here. We can't control anybody else. All we can control is ourselves. So we're preparing. Everything to us is about the preparation. We try to put everything we got into this week, this one-game season. And, you know, when it's over, we evaluate it, and then you go to the next one. And that's what our guys are doing right now. I'm pleased with the way we're working, and we just need to keep doing it and get on up there and play the game Sunday. I'm going to have to run now, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.